For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report this week, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. And this week going on in St. Cloud is the Organic Conference, annual event, same spot, same time of the year. And well, this year, another busy year, and organic agriculture does play a big role here in the state. Andrea Vaubel with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, Deputy Commissioner, joining us. And Andrea, you know, Organic Conference, it's a lot more than, you know, what you would think in organic agriculture. There's so many different aspects of this sector in agriculture here in the state.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, good to talk to you. Yes, the Organic Conference covers a whole host of things. It's a lot of information sharing, a lot of farmer-led panels. We talk things about soil health, about marketing, about all the emerging crops that are out there. There's a lot of things that we cover over the couple of days. And it's just a really popular program that we put on every year.
You know, it's a show, it's a conference that, would you say, still kind of gathers momentum? It's kind of like a snowball. It seems like each and every year it may grow in certain ways, correct?
Absolutely, yes. We have a huge amount of attendance. We're sold out on booths. We've got nearly 80 booths of folks who are just, again, kind of talking about the organic environment and what they have to offer. And we've got a lot of attendees, a ton of walk-ins.
You know, when we think about organics, Andrea, are we talking more kind of like fruits and vegetables, or what are we focusing on here in Minnesota specifically?
All of the above. So you have folks who are doing dairy, we've got livestock, we've got, you know, grains, we've got fruit and veggies, we've got all of the above. And so we make sure that we really cover the gamut of all the diversification that happens in Minnesota that you can do organically. So you'll kind of get a little taste of everything.
You know, we look at organic agriculture, too, and it seems it's beyond the niche maybe market it has been in previous years. But I'm sure you hear a lot of folks attending, too. They continuously look forward to finding additional ways to market their products, right?
It's definitely growing, for sure. And we've got a lot of programs, as does the USDA, on some of the cost share and opportunities and marketing opportunities that exist for organics. But that's certainly something we hear a lot from folks is how to grow those opportunities, and this is a way to talk to each other and find out what opportunities might exist within Minnesota and beyond.
This might be a weird comment, but does organic agriculture, I mean, we all know it takes capital to get into farming. This seems like a good way for folks to get their feet in the door anyhow when it comes to wanting to be a farmer.
Absolutely, yes. And as you said, there's always the upfront cost of capital cost that go into starting a farmer, but we do have some programs that help with the transition if you are already farming and looking to get into organics. But we've got a great team at the department who would love to talk to you and connect you with folks around the state who have been doing this for a while and have a lot of good knowledge to share.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, does the Department of Ag always offer some sort of assistance when it comes to like organic certification every year?
That's correct, yeah. So we work with the federal government as well, and we've got funds that we administer to help folks with that transition, knowing that, you know, to get that 3-year transition, it's gonna take some time and cost and technical assistance, and so we do offer some assistance there. So that's certainly something to look at our department that we offer every year. We also work closely with our partners at FSA, who've been great on the organic front as well.
Andrea Vaubel joining us, Deputy Commissioner with the Minnesota Department of Ag. Were you able to attend on Thursday?
I was not, no. Commissioner Peterson was there, and I actually just talked to him and got a readout of the day. It was really busy. There was a great legislative panel, including Senator Eric Putnam and Representative Paul Anderson, as well as the interim director of FSA. We also had some folks from Senator Klobuchar and Senator Smith's office listening in on the comments and questions. And I think that went really over really well, and folks were hoping for some more time. So I think we'll do some more of that. But a lot of good conversation that covered a lot of topics. So I'm looking forward to today. We have a keynote speech from Tom Cotter, who has done a lot with organics and soil health over the years. He's in southern Minnesota. So a lot of, again, as I said, a good information sharing and really connecting with farmer leaders who know this space very well.
Did Tom share if there was any themes that came out of that legislative session?
You know, he did not. I think generally, I think what was what stood out to him was the diversification of questions and just the wide array of things that organic farmers are dealing with, just like conventional farmers or anyone in agriculture. So I think he was struck by that, and it's always good for us to, you know, really connect with legislators, particularly those who are, you know, helping run our committees, to make sure they understand what organic farmers are facing.
I guess a side note too, when we talk legislators, I mean, the session is right around the corner. This year, is it a budget year or no? Am I wrong on that?
No, you are correct. It is a budget year. So as you mentioned, yeah, every 2 years we set the budget, and so this is a budget year. And you know, it's starting off a little spicy, so we don't know kind of what's gonna happen over the next couple of weeks. But we got our heads down and ready to continue to do the work and advocate for farmers and Minnesotans across the state. So we're excited to get to work.
Indra, just a side note from the Organic Conference, you were on some worldly travels here as of late. You went to Egypt and Morocco, correct? What was that all about?
That is correct. Yeah, so USDA had one of their agricultural trade missions to Morocco. It's actually our third time there as a department. Morocco is really the gateway to Africa. It's the only African country we have a free trade agreement with. There's a lot of interest from them, particularly on the feed side and wheat. So we were over there with USDA, with FSA Administrator Dan Whitley and other states to talk about the opportunities that exist there. And we've made some really good inroads with a lot of the feed mills and a lot of the folks who are looking for wheat and DDGs. And then Egypt, we had, you know, the Foreign Ag Service was really interested in having us stop over there since we were over in Morocco, and we had some really great meetings, one with the ambassador there, talking about the importance of trade and some of the opportunities that exist there. So it's really fascinating what we can do in Africa. There's a lot of work to do, but the relationships are key, and we're building some really good ones.
Finally, what is their view of American agriculture, or maybe more specifically, Minnesota agriculture? How do they view us, or did you have to kind of do a little educating on that?
You know, I would say that American, particularly from the feed mills, we've got a really good quality reputation. So a lot of the folks, the buyers and the folks that we're marketing with, we're talking a lot about the quality and the consistency that comes out of U.S. grain. So we talked about how, you know, Minnesota is consistently, the quality is top notch. Again, with the consistency, they were very interested. It always, you know, as you know, comes down to price. But that, I think we're getting more and more competitive. We're also kind of looking and figuring out how we can get more commerce out of the St. Lawrence Seaway through the Duluth port. There's a lot of interest from Morocco and North Africa on that side too, in terms of cutting down some transportation costs. So there's some really good opportunity there, but we've got a good reputation. You know, there's always other markets that we're competing with, folks like Brazil and others. But we really come out on top when it comes to quality.
Andrea Vauble joining us, Deputy Commissioner with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Finally, I hope you can guarantee a Packer win this weekend.
Oh, always. You betcha. No doubt. I really did feel for you guys last weekend. That was rough. I think my husband was almost on the verge of tears with the Vikings loss. But, you know, I am going for a Packer win.
Andrea Vauble joining us, Minnesota Department of Agriculture Deputy Commissioner. Yeah, she's always going for the Packer win, always saying the Packers are going to win. Yes, she is a diehard Green Bay Packers fan. So, Andrea, sure appreciate her time as she made her trek over to the Organic Conference on Friday in St. Cloud. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you each and every week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.